Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. The suspect accused of staging a deadly attack on Minnesota state lawmakers over the weekend has now been apprehended. Police say they spotted Vance Bolter on a trail camera last night and that he surrendered peacefully a few hours afterwards. ABC's Faith Bube is in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota with the latest.
Authorities identified the suspect as 57-year-old Vance Bolter. Investigators say they've recovered several firearms from Bolter's vehicle along with No Kings flyers and writings, mentioning the names of the victims and some abortion providers along with other Democratic lawmakers. Governor Tim Walz calling the deadly shooting politically motivated.
Bolter allegedly shot and killed former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband early Saturday and injured State Senator John Hoffman and his wife during a separate attack. More missile strikes in Israel as Iran continues to retaliate following last week's major Israeli strike on the country's nuclear infrastructure. This is ABC News. A security issue on a passenger jet triggered a ground stop at SeaTac Airport over the weekend, canceling flights and prompting hundreds of delays.
Sources tell us the Trump administration
officials removing a passenger from the plane and taking him into custody after the airline says they made a direct threat to the safety of the aircraft to one of our flight attendants when the flight was taxiing to the runway Saturday at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. The crew acting swiftly, securing the plane away from the airport as local and federal law enforcement moved in. All 68 passengers and four crew members forced to undergo a security screening before returning to the airport.
ABC's Zoreen Shah in Hong Kong, an Air India flight bound for Delhi, had to turn around shortly after takeoff today on account of what the pilot called an engine fuel filter problem. The flight landed safely back at Hong Kong International Airport. Last week, more than 240 people were killed on an Air India flight. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Shopping locally offers many benefits to your friends and neighbors. The money may go towards paying for a new uniform for a child's school athletic event, putting extra goodies on the family dinner table, or gas in the car to get to medical treatments. At the Creative Outlet, we pay up to half of the selling price for consigned clothing. We also offer year-round display spaces to talented people to sell their handmade gifts or collectibles. On behalf of all of the consigners and crafters at the Creative Outlet on Court Street, I thank you for shopping locally.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center,
your family always comes first.
A little rain on my rutabagas overnight. Yes, it looks good. It looks like we could have a little bit more rain in the next couple of days, for sure. We'll share with you forecast details coming up from WRCO.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Horton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Need it, but don't need to own it? Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. One block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
A high in the low 80s expected today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms today are possible. For tonight, variable clouds and sticky with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 65. Tuesday, 83, warm and humid. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible. 63 with scattered showers and thunderstorms Tuesday night. Wednesday, periods of heavy rain and thunderstorms. It looks like a high of 77. 80 Thursday. Also 81 Friday, get this, 91 Saturday, and 94 Sunday in the extended forecast. Right now in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, we have picked up 41 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, all total an inch and 12 one-hundredths since yesterday morning. And right now we're up 2 from the overnight low. It is 65.
Can't hold. Well, the midnight headlight, find you on a rainy night. Steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. Now those are windshield wipers, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio.
That's Eddie Rabbit with a classic right here on WRCO. Good morning. We'll see what old Hank has to say about jokes in just a little bit. He's a jokester, that's for sure. We'll see if he found any over the weekend. And our Scony Summer text win contest is now complete. We went 2 weeks with that, so we don't have a word for you to text in this morning. We do have a rodeo ticket to give away. I guess, no, that's expired too, isn't it? Maybe we'll have to give one away for next year. Oh, well, we hope it was a good weekend. Sounds like it was at the rodeo, and it sounds like even though there was some rain yesterday, things went pretty well. Just talked to Dean Reinhardt a little bit ago, and he was saying the attendance wasn't too bad for Sunday despite the rain, and overall for the weekend it was pretty good. So now they're just working to get everything put away, get all the gates wrangled up and everything put away for another year. But hats off to that hardworking rodeo the committee and everybody, the volunteers and everything else. And it's been tradition over the years. They need kind of a pick-me-up song as they've been up with the chickens this morning, getting things put away. Thank you. the anthem of the Richland Rodeo Committee there. Yes, indeed. The Hen House 5 plus 2. And I remember sticking my stereo speaker out the window and just driving old Speckled Pete crazy with that one. I'm not kidding. I wish I had a video of that. He was running around the house, shaking his head and flapping his wings like, what is going on? Anyway, coming up, our jokes for today. Some things to celebrate today. It's National Vinegar. It's National Tortilla Day. It's Fudge Day, which that's kind of, I always think of fudge as being maybe more of a holiday thing at the end of the year. National Cannoli Day. It's Ride to Work Day, also known as International Motorcycle and Scooter Ride to Work or Ride Motorcycles to Work Day. It's also Sea Turtle Day, and here's an interesting one, Take Your Cat to Work Day. How's that going to work? Now, some cats will be more, I guess, good for that than others. Annie, probably not so much. She'd probably be up on the drapes, and she'd be jumping on Joanne while Joanne was reading the news or something. Start your Sunday right at the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. Join the fun Sunday, June 22nd from 7 until 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park on Highway 33. For just a $10 requested donation for adults and $3 for kids under 10, enjoy a hearty breakfast featuring scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage, homemade desserts, cheese, donuts, milk, coffee, and orange juice. There's something for the whole family. Live entertainment with a little German band and Warner Creek Bluegrass, Extravaganza Petting Zoo, Farm Safety, Kids Activities, a Crafts and Flea Market, Farmer's Market, plus local royalty and sweet treats from Hillsboro FFA and 4-H, and a Hillsboro Equipment Display. It's a celebration of agriculture, community, and good old-fashioned fun. Brought to you by the Hillsboro Lions Club. We'll see you there, rain or shine, Sunday, June 22nd, for the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. Listen this week later on for your chance to win tickets to the Hillsboro Dairy Breakfast coming up this very weekend.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
It's summer. Time for festivals, water fun, and sunburns? Not if Community Pharmacy at the Richland Hospital has a say in your day. Stock up on sunscreen and after sun care and save 25% the entire month of June. Head pharmacist Dr. Madeline Oy will help you pick out the right sunscreen for your adventure and skin type. She'll talk to you about relief if your skin takes on too much sun. Keep those rays at bay.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
To the Roundup on WRCO Radio. Thank you. One man standing ovation. Yeah. It helps if you turn the microphone not toward your ear, toward your mouth.
What? There it is. Is this better?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I was a stand-up comedian one time. They told me to sit back down.
But did they say? I think you've used that one a time or two.
Last week.
Oh, wow, was it last week?
I just want to keep it going and make sure everybody understands that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sit down.
All right.
Anyways, Chet's Chuckle.
On a Monday.
On a Monday. Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah, busy.
Yeah,
a lot of things going on. The rodeo, of course. And
how'd the parade go?
Some baseball, good.
Good. Yeah. Well, anyway.
Ready to roll on a Monday. And, boy, you know, you get to this point past the middle of June already.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, man, it is. Did your kids lavish you with gifts on Father's Day?
No.
Okay.
As long as they're healthy. And and honestly, this is from a dad. If they're healthy and they're doing well for themselves, I'm happy. That is the best Father's Day gift I can have.
Right.
And that's, I don't need gifts. It's just very blessed to have the kids that I do.
Shouldn't be about gifts or anything.
No, it's not. Just
although it does pee me when June gets all these things, and I don't get it.
She deserves them, Phil.
Yeah,
she probably deserves one a day a month living with you.
Probably.
I'm just saying that from a trying to help.
I appreciate that. You know, it goes both ways.
Yeah. Well, no, just one, because she's still mad about the soy sauce.
No, I don't think so. Except you keep bringing it up.
Oh, well, I hate that. Hey, did my fridge has PTSD, Phil.
PTSD and
it's got PTSD. Everything. It's crazy when I reach in there.
Really?
Yeah, like, oh, it kills me. Yeah. And it was afraid of the light, afraid of me.
Ah.
Yeah, 2:30 in the morning, yeah.
Yeah, right. But how would you get recipes for cooking with Hank if you didn't have 2:30 in the morning recipes?
But here's the thing, though. You know, I'm so big, Phil, it took a year for my memory foam bed to forget me.
Did it? Not bad. Not bad. Oh, you kind of left an impression then, I guess, in other words. Oh, boy.
Oh, yep. I'll tell you what.
All right.
Well, what have you come up with anything? Did you scrap up any?
Yeah, not much. The hospital electrician enters the intensive care unit and tells the patients with oxygen masks on their face, guys, take a deep breath because I need to change some fuses. Hopefully he's not smoking at the time either. You know, that wouldn't be a good thing.
Oh, my God. You know, there's a big sale down at the Lego store, Phil.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like Legos.
Oh, yeah. People are lined up for blocks.
Not bad, eh?
From Chris Gerber.
You're on a roll. What do you call a potato wearing glasses?
Oh, there ain't no Mr. Potato Head.
A spectator.
Yes.
Thank you. We'll have more when we return after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
What do you get when you cross a policeman and a skunk?
Boy, I don't know.
Law and odor.
Sixth grade comedy club right there. Law and odor.
Law and odor.
Oh, let me see here. Johnny, I don't want to hear that you're fighting with your brother anymore.
No.
Okay, Mom, close the door.
Come on, Mom. You know better than that. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
Buck. No, I don't know.
I got no idea.
Idea. I think we've had that one before. I'm pretty sure. That's an old one, but a good one. Yes. Oh, well. Last night I was at the bar when I received a call from my wife.
Uh-oh.
Dinner is ready, she shouted. If you don't get home in 20 minutes, just know that I'll throw it to the dog. Don't be ridiculous, I replied. What's his fault?
Yeah. Phil's in the doghouse tonight.
Oh, yes.
My cousin runs 5 miles a day, doesn't eat sweets, or red meat, dairy products, sleeps at least 8 hours a night, doesn't drink or smoke, never drinks coffee or soda pop, and never goes out in direct sunlight. Someday he's going to feel like a fool. A fool, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, he's going to explain lying in bed during dying of nothing.
Okay.
Dying of nothing.
Natural.
Natural, yes. Did you get any more?
A court report out of Greenland.
Uh-oh.
Where were you on the night of November 18th until March 16th? That's a Greenland court minutes.
Well, it wasn't outside.
Not bad.
It wasn't outside.
Oh, yes.
Well, you need help, Phil.
Oh.
A duck flying slow enough for him to shoot has to be one to eat. You know, that's a hunter's motto.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you meant the duck was shooting.
No.
No.
We'd both be.
If the duck was meat. Flying close enough to shoot us.
Any duck flying slow enough for him to shoot him has to be old enough to eat.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yep,
all right.
Not good.
No.
Be careful with that shotgun. It might go off, one person said. Don't worry. I'm covering the trigger with my finger.
Oh, all right. Hopefully you don't get an itchy finger.
Yes,
there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Inflation, Phil, you know, that's up and down these days. If groceries get any more expensive, we'll be carrying the money in the shopping cart and the groceries in our purse.
Oh, yes, Hank. Yeah. Boy, you're on a roll here this week, I'll tell you what.
Mm. Well, my wife knows there's two sides to every story.
Really?
Yep, hers and her mom's.
Oh, well, Hank.
Wife to the husband.
Yep.
If you inherited of a lot of money, would you split with me? Husband goes, if I inherited a lot of money, I'd split with you in a minute.
Oh.
I don't think that's what she was
Boo.
Looking for. Yeah.
Boo. Oh, man.
Well, anyway.
Is that your kicker?
No, I've got a kicker. Are you ready?
Oh, well, I better brace myself.
Yeah, be careful.
Hold on. You got to get the armrest and the chair.
Right. A fellow was about to enter a bar when a dog said to him, hey, mister, want to make some quick money? The man couldn't believe his ears. He said to the dog, can you talk? Yeah, the dog answered. And that's how we pick up some easy money. You take me into the bar with you, pretend I'm your dog, and bet everybody I can talk. The fellow thought this was a great idea. So he took the dog into the bar, set it on the bar, and announced to everyone that the dog could talk. The other patrons didn't believe him, and wasn't long before several thousand dollars have been bet. Finally, after all the bets have been placed, the guy said to the dog, all right, go ahead and say something. Nothing. He told the dog again, hey, all the bets are in place. Say something. The dog just looked at him and whined. The man asked again and again, but the dog wouldn't say a word. Finally, the guy had to pay all the bets, scooped up the dog in disgust and walked out. Once outside, he screamed, you just cost me way over $1,000. You got nothing to say before I kill you? Use your head, mister, the dog answered. Tomorrow night, we'll bet. We'll get 5-1 odds.
Oh, yes. They were setting the table. They were setting them up. Yeah, all right.
They were getting, people were getting scammed.
I see. Yeah. The old-fashioned way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Anyway,
not
any
bad.
Plans tonight, buddy?
Not bad. You know, kind of on the downhill side of a lot of the local
you're
sports.
You're kind of in the law now until
starting
football
to.
Season.
No excuse to not do some things around the house, probably.
You'll find someone.
Yeah.
You'll find an excuse.
Take a nap or something.
Did you mow over the weekend or you going to mow tonight?
Nope. Probably maybe tonight.
Okay.
We'll work on it. Yeah.
Did you get my yard at all?
No, I didn't get your yard. No.
You think James did?
I doubt it. Yeah. I think you're going to have to find somebody closer to home.
Hmm.
Yeah. Or
well,
you.
Bo's closer. I wonder if Bo would mow my yard.
Yeah. Well, if the price is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, come on down. Anybody, thank you very much, and I hope your day is awesome. Everybody be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at WCCU.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Iconic moments from this day in history, June 16th, 1858, accepting the Illinois Republican Party's nomination for the U.S. Senate. Abraham Lincoln said the issue of slavery in the U.S. had to be resolved, declaring a house divided against itself cannot stand. Also, in 1903, it was the Ford Motor Company being incorporated in Detroit, Michigan. And in 1963, the world's first female space traveler, Valentina Tereshkova, 26 years old, was launched into orbit by the Soviet Union aboard Vostok 6. Some notes from this day in history. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
It is raining again, by the way, if you didn't know. 65 degrees in Richland Center as we check birthdays and anniversaries today. Happy wishes to Grant Bruckner from Mom, Bill, Nick, Carla, Savannah, Caden, Brittany, Ashley, and Parker. And to Grant Bruckner from Five Points Lutheran Church. All the best today to Sandy Keller from Back Road Resurrection Life Church. And to Bob Charlier from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Ardith Hansen, have a great day, from Janet and Arden Olson. Tom Meyer, happy day, from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. We also have wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier today to Sandy Keller, and it's a big anniversary day. Alex and Elena Sapek, Christian and Kim Sapek, Jared and Cassie Hornby, Jerry and Glee Moore, and Brian and Mandy Parker. All married on this day. It's been a good day to be married. Have a great day today from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club to Brittany Ashelman, to Leah Leibfried and Ashlyn Meese, Allison Mum, Autumn Neitzel, and Denise Murphy. Happy anniversary to Tom and Kelly Miller. From the RC Lions, Monday wishes to Mike Trapan, to Kay Salaker and Kay Birch and Grant Bruckner. Happy anniversary, Brian and Mandy Parker, and Greg and Judy Elvin, celebrating today. Happy anniversary to Greg Elvin, wishing my husband Greg a 46th anniversary wish, and to think it started with a wink in study hall. How about that? They may have just had something in their eye, but it worked out, obviously, after all these years. So happy anniversary to dear old Dad and Grandpa Greg and from Judy and everybody celebrating today. We salute you. Thanks for sending those our way.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of estate jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry, maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize is a three-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes, including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or $5 for $45, available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, and Napa Auto Parts. Winners are drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's drivers that they need.
Do you remember your school bus driver? The one who got you to school safely? Now it's your turn to make a difference. Join us at Cobuson for our open bus hiring event, Thursday, June 26, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Take a seat behind the wheel of a bus and see how easy it really is. Learn about our generous bonus program. Visit Cobuson.com for the location near you.
Cobuson Bus is hiring. It's the perfect job for me.
Now is a great time to take care of your fleet with exclusive deals on genuine Case IH parts and service, including maintenance solutions, select Riemann parts, precision farming products, and more. Earn a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants with your Productivity Plus account. Plus, enjoy 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters to prepare your machines for next season. Visit Johnson Tractor in Richland Center to save on genuine Case IH parts and service. We hope all the dear old dads had a good day yesterday. And you know what? I joke about it, but my kids and wife take care of me pretty well, too. So I've been wanting to refurbish my basketball hoop in the driveway. Now, don't laugh, but I like to get out there and shoot. So we're really excited. They said they were going to get me a new basketball hoop. How about that? I'm really excited. And I know the neighbor boy, Cohen, he's really excited, too. We're going to have somewhere to play this summer. Anyway, here's one for our special couples.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and the promise of tomorrow in her eyes. And I just can't help believing when she's lying beside me, and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sigh. This time the girl is gonna say, this time the girl is gonna say, for more than just a day. So small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. And I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic.
Jay Thomas on WRCO, I Just Can't Help Believing. Joanna's coming up next, including some rodeo results from over the weekend and more. I'll check sports next hour, and we'll have our trivia question of the day for a Monday.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made in Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a rainy 65 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships. Mostly cloudy and muggy today with scattered showers, a possible thunderstorm, a high of 81. Tonight, variably cloudy and sticky with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms late, a low of 65. In Richland Center, after a low of 63, it is a rainy 65 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The suspect in the shootings of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses and the murder of one of those couples is in custody. 57-year-old Vance Bolter, the subject of a 43-hour-long manhunt, was arrested near his home in Green Isle, Minnesota, late Sunday night. It's about 120 miles north of the Iowa border. Authorities say Bolter was armed at the time of his arrest. Mike Brule is the chief of police in Brooklyn Park, the Minneapolis suburb where the former Speaker of the Minnesota House and her husband were murdered.
There's no question that this is the largest manhunt in the state's history. Just down at the scene where he was taken to custody, there was 20 different SWAT teams over an extremely large area hunting this individual down to take him into custody.
Minnesota officials say their investigation will continue to expand as they compile evidence for state and perhaps federal trials. Governor Tony Evers and lawmakers denounced the pair of politically motivated shootings in neighboring Minnesota. Governor Evers posted to social media on Saturday, calling the attack tragic and saying he's praying for the lawmakers affected by the shooting. A joint statement from legislative leaders from both parties denounced the shootings and called for the swift apprehension of the shooter. The early Saturday morning shooting claimed the lives of former Minnesota Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband and seriously injured Democratic State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. The suspect in the weekend political violence in Minnesota apparently has degrees from a now-closed Wisconsin university. The LinkedIn account of 57-year-old Vance Bolter claims a doctorate and a Master of Science from Cardinal Stritch University in Milwaukee, which closed in 2023 due to declining enrollment and financial challenges. Bolter is the suspect in the murder of State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband. A state senator and his wife were also shot and seriously wounded. Bolter, an employee of a private security firm, was impersonating a police officer, exchanged fire with police outside the Hortman home early Saturday morning. Democrats gathered for their annual state party convention in the Dells over the weekend as thousands of Wisconsinites rallied in communities across the state to oppose the policies of the Trump administration. Second District Congressman Mark Pocan told delegates that Trump regularly is thumbing his nose at the presidency and the American people. The theme of the convention was The Road to 2026, and Governor Tony Evers urged delegates to keep that focus by organizing. Evers has yet to announce whether he'll seek a third term next year, a decision he said he'll reveal once work is finished on the state budget. Delegates on Sunday elected former executive director Devin Remiker as party chair following his endorsement by outgoing chair Ben Wickler. The DPW convention took place amid heightened security following Saturday morning's assassination of a state lawmaker in Minnesota. Madison and Milwaukee saw Wisconsin's largest No Kings protest over the weekend. An estimated 15,000 people gathered on UW's Library Mall Saturday afternoon and walked a mile down State Street to the state capitol, numbers similar to April's Hands Off March that followed the same route. Speakers included U.S. Senator Reverend Raphael Warnock of Georgia in person and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who addressed the crowd over the phone. In Milwaukee, an estimated 10,000 people rallied downtown to oppose President Donald Trump and his administration's policies. Smaller events elsewhere around the state drew dozens of hundreds of participants as part of a nationwide day of protest, including Richland Center, Reedsburg, Baraboo, and Dodgeville. In Madison, three people were arrested by state capitol police for spray painting the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Memorial. A State Street building was also spray-painted. Republican state lawmakers are proposing new legislation that would create a pilot program for the use of virtual reality technology in schools. Under the pilot program, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction would select one urban, one suburban, and one rural school district and distribute 3,200 VR headsets to 16,000 students. The goal is to use the headsets to get those students more engaged in math lessons. Similar programs in other states have seen success with using virtual reality technology to improve math scores. Newly proposed legislation in Wisconsin would allocate $30 million to schools across the state to improve security measures. Under the bill, each school would receive a maximum grant funding award of $20,000 for things like shatter-resistant glass, reinforced doors, cameras, and security training for staff members. The grant funding would be distributed in addition to funding set aside in previous legislation that created a $100 million grant program for safety improvements, as well as the Wisconsin Office of School Safety. At the Capitol, a bill to restrict how school districts could request tax increases through referendums had a public hearing in the Assembly Education Committee on Thursday. Delafield Republican Representative Cindy Duchow says too many districts are asking for more money. She wonders how much money is too much money for school districts. Eau Claire Democrat Christian Phelps says districts are already practicing fiscal responsibility by asking their voters for a tax increase and wondered why Republicans would want to strip local control from schools. The bill is unlikely to be signed by Governor Tony Evers if it makes it through the legislature. Seven dairy companies across Wisconsin are receiving grant funding. June is Dairy Month, and Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection awarded grants to assist local dairy processors to modernize and grow their businesses. The funding can also help produce new products, expand markets, improve profitability, and sustain long-term viability. Evers is proposing to increase funding for the Dairy Processor Grant Program by an additional $1.2 million in his 2025-27 executive budget. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism released its 2024 economic impact data showing Vernon County tourism generated a record $77 million, which contributed to Wisconsin tourism's third consecutive record-breaking year. Statewide, all-time high visitation drove Wisconsin tourism's record-breaking $25.8 billion in total economic impact last year. A boost in visitation, strong economic contributions from communities across Wisconsin, including Vernon County, and strategic investments in tourism promotion all helped drive the state's historic tourism year. Larkin Breckel, Vernon County Economic Development and Marketing Coordinator, said It is exciting to see a record-breaking year in Vernon County and in the state of Wisconsin. She added, Vernon County offers experiences that draw visitors from near and far. The $77 million tourism impact reflects real support for local entrepreneurs, jobs, and community vitality. Vernon County Tourism supported 523 jobs and generated $4.7 million in state and local tax revenue. At the state level, tourism generated $1.7 billion in state and local tax revenue. Without this revenue, each Wisconsin household would pay an additional $678 to maintain the current level of government services. Visit VernonCountyWI.gov to learn more about the things to explore in Vernon County. And then another state high school rodeo finals is in the books. A new queen was also crowned Sunday afternoon. The 2025 rodeo queen is Grace Bennett from Lancaster, with Finley Carlson as first runner-up and Kinley Skinner as second runner-up. The all-around cowboy is Cade Parrish of Laval. The all-around cowgirl is Raylan Johnson of Broadhead. Rookie cowboy is Toy Ragetz of Cassville, and rookie cowgirl is Callie Parrish of Laval. We'll have a complete rundown of event winners in the news at noon. Despite advancements in medical technology and research, men in the United States continue to live an average of almost 6 years less than women, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Men's Health Month, going on throughout June, is a good reminder that it's important for guys to be preventative with their health care. Dr. Will Klein with Amplify Health by Gunderson encourages families to support the health of male family members.
One important thing for partners of men who maybe haven't had routine care, making sure that it comes across as a message of caring, a message of love, you know, telling them, hey, I care a lot about you. I want you to be as healthy as you can. Could you do this? And if you have to say, you know, could you do this for me? Would you just like, I know you don't want to, but just go there, have your wellness visit, you know, see how things go. Make that my Mother's Day present or whatever, you know, things like that. I think that those aspects of sort of asking can be more well received than necessarily harping on someone to do something or getting frustrated with them. Because I think whoever that guy is, he probably knows that he has family, he has friends who he loves and cares about too. And when he can take care of his own health, he can kind of be the best that he can be for them.
One of the ways to support the health of men in our lives is to increase their understanding about mental health and risk factors. According to Mental Health America of Wisconsin, men make up over 75% of suicide victims in the U.S. In older men, suicide is most strongly associated with depression, physical pain and illness, living alone, and feelings of hopelessness and guilt.
I think mental health is on a lot of people's minds, and there's just really clear evidence that guys are less likely to talk about their feelings, you know, and a lot of it's probably just the way we're socialized and brought up to kind of suppress certain things. But super important, obviously, we all have little ups and downs here and there, but being able to talk with somebody about, you know, more significant depression, anxiety, and get help, whether or not, you know, it might be as simple as, you know, seeing a counselor twice and maybe coming up with some new strategies about how to deal with this stressful life situation. Or it might be being on a medication, or it might be talking about a better, you know, exercise and sleep routine that helps you feel more well-rested so you're not feeling as stressed. So, like, there's tons of things, but I think it's important to mention that because I think guys, we're socialized to not really focus on it quite as much.
Men's Health Month, continuing throughout June, is a good opportunity to remind guys the importance of preventative physical and mental health care.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
There are no vital statistics to report this morning.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Vance Bolter is now in custody, the man authorities believe killed former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband over the weekend. Police arrested the 57-year-old after spotting him on a trail camera near his farm in Green Isle, Minnesota. The death toll is rising in Israel after a fresh round of airstrikes from Iran overnight. It comes days after Israel launched targeted strikes at Iranian nuclear infrastructure. President Trump also weighing in.
Trump saying he'd be open to Vladimir Putin serving as a mediator between Iran and Israel. But French President Macron, ahead of today's G7 summit in Canada, rejecting the idea. Meanwhile, the conflict driving oil prices higher. One report predicting gas prices could rise 20 cents per gallon in the coming weeks.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.